Okay. Chodesh Tov, we are reporting live. This is Joel Jessen reporting live from the Bite. We officially like to welcome back Danny Zarek, who hasn't been here in a long time. And hopefully he'll be coming back many more times, as well as everyone else who's listening at home. Okay, I know we usually do a little chazar from the night before, but I'll be honest, I did not understand. I don't understand why Reish Lakish, Eitan explained last night, why Reish Lakish just assumes, based on the fact that we say, why we automatically assume that it's talking about Yotzer Or. I don't know if somebody can maybe enlighten me later on, but I just don't understand why we assume based on that inference that that it's Yotzer Or. So we're gonna start from the two dots on we're holding on Yod Bet Amud Aleph. Okay. We are going back. We're quoting a Mishnah that we quoted on the previous Amud that talks about the tefillah that they had in the Beit Hamikdash. Bikorin Aser Dibrot Shma V'Haya Mishmoa V'Yomer Emet V'Yatsiv V'Avoda Uruchah Konim. Right. So they said they would say the Aser Dibrot Shma, the three parts of Shma V'Haya Mishmoa V'Yomer. Then they would say Emet V'Yatsiv. They would say the Avoda, which Eitan explained was Ritzei before Birkat Konim, and then Birkat Konim. Amar Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel. Right. So outside of the Beit Hamikdash, they wanted to also include the Aseret Dibrot as part of the Shema, but there was this argument that was made by the Apikorsim. Rashi's going to explain, and therefore they abolish it. Right. So what was the argument they made? So the Apikorsim would say that the only Torah that we have because we included it with Shema, so therefore the only Torah that we have is what we heard from Hashem, and that therefore it's the only the Aseret Dibrot and nothing else. So they didn't want people to believe that claim. So therefore they only said the Aseret Dibrot with Shema within the Beit Hamikdash. Rabba Bar Chana Savar, sorry, Tanya Namihachi. Rabbi Natan Omer Bigvulin Bakshuli Krokain Allah Shikfar Batilum Vine Taramad Aminin. So right, we see this in a Braita, Rabbi Natan Omer, right, exactly like we just said, that they wanted to say it outside of the Beit Hamikdash, but because of the argument of the Apikorsim, so therefore they would not say the Seder Dibra. Rabba Barbar Chana Savar Le Makvi Nehu Bisura, right? Rabbi Bar Chana wanted to also institute the Aseret Dibrot in Surah. Amar Le Rav Chista Kfar B'Talum Mivnei Taramat Aminin, right? We can't say it. We abolish it because of the argument made by the Apikorsim. Amemar Savar Le Makvi Nehu Bit Neharda, and Amemar wanted to also add it in Neharda. Amar Le Rav Ashi Kfar B'Talum Mivnei Taramat Aminin. Right? We can't say it. We abolish this. It's only said in the Beit Hamikdash because of the argument made by the Apikorsim again, that they would argue that the only Torah is the Aseret Dibrot and everything else is not true, and therefore we didn't want people to make that argument. So therefore, we did not say it outside the Beit Hamikdash. Shabbat Masifin Bracha Achat the Mishmar Yotzei, right? So yeah, I think yesterday somebody asked what was the point of this bracha okay, so we're gonna talk about my bracha achat. So what was this additional bracha? They would have a bracha as they were switching the watches of the Kohanim. So as they were switching, so the Kohanim that were leaving would have say a bracha to the Kohanim that were entering, and this is the bracha that they would make. Amar Rabbi Chabo Mishmar Yosei Omer LeMishmar Nichnas. Right, the Mishmar that was leaving would say to the Mishmar that was coming in, Mishachin Et Shema Bebayit Zeh. Whoever rests his the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right, who rests his name in this house, who Yashkim Beinechem Ava VeAchva VeShalom VeRei. He shall dwell among you. He shall have peace, Ava Achva Shalom Reud. I used to have a friend. I still have a friend. He would say to everyone whenever he like left a situation, he'd be like peace, love, and something funny. So it's kind of like that, I guess. Like peace, love, and yeah, be well. Okay, fine. Makom she'amru leharich. Okay, right. We're quoting the Mishnah that we had on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And there's actually a gears to change here. The Rif and the Rosh change it. We're going to see that the Gemara that follows has almost no significance to this quote from the Mishnah. So they actually change the quote of the Mishnah to the next quote, which is the last part of the Mishnah. They change it to Lachtom Ena Rashai Shalolichtom Shalolichtom Ena Rashai Lachtom. It's talking about right a bracha where you usually end with Baruch Atah Hashem like at the end of the bracha, so therefore you're not allowed to not end it like that. Shalom lachtom, right? And when you usually don't end it, end the bracha again with a Baruch Atah Hashem, so you don't have the permission to end it with a Baruch Atah Hashem. So we're going to see that the following Gemara makes a lot more sense in the context of that Mishnah as opposed to Makom She'amru Leharich. Okay? So, Pshita, Hecha Dekanaki, this is a very famous case. I'm sure a lot of us have had this situation happen to us. Hecha Dekanaki, Kasa De Chamra, Biyada, maybe not exactly, with these ingredients. Hopefully, you haven't had, only on Shabbos or whatever, but I'm sure, you've had this experience with other substances. Hecha dekanaki kasa dechamra biyada v'kasavar deschar. He right. He was holding a cup of wine in his hand, and he thought that it was beer. But patach mivarech adat deschar. Right. He started making the bracha with the intention that he was making it on beer. Besum be dechamra yatsa. Right. And then he realizes in the middle. He looks in his cup and he sees that it's wine. And he finishes with the bracha for wine and he's yotze. Because what would happen? Even if he had made the bracha on as if it was beer and he made shehakol, he would still be yotze. Why? Because we had a mishnah al kulam imamar shehakol niyabivara yatsa, right? So if he says shehakol niyabivara on any substance, he's still I believe it's bidyevet, but he's still yotze. Ella hecha dekanaki kasa de schara biyada bekasavar dechamrahi. Right. But let's say it was reverse where he had beer in his cup and he thought that it was wine. Patach barach adat dechamra. Right. He opened and he started saying with the intention that it was wine. V'siyam b'dischar. Right. But then he finished off with schar. Right. So if he was going to continue on and make the bracha, assuming that it was wine in his cup, what bracha would he have made? Right, he would have made a gafen, and that would not have covered him for beer. Right, so now we ask the question: my batar igar bracha azinan, o batar chatima azinan. Right, so do we go? Do we assume that we can according to the beginning original intention of the bracha, where he was going to make the bracha on wine, and therefore it wouldn't be yotze, or maybe the end of the bracha, the fact that he ends off with the bracha of shehakol, so that would be enough, and he'd be yotze to drink. So that's the question. Now we're going to try to figure it out. So tashma. So let's learn it out from a similar case. Shachrit, right? He's davening shachrit. Patach the yotze or right. Right before the bracha, before Shema, he says Yotzer Or v'siyam b'mariv arvim lo yatsa patach b'mariv arvim v'siyam b'yotzer Or yatsa. Right, so right. What bracha do we usually make? In the brachas of Kriyat Shema Shal Shachri, we make Yotzer Or, right. And he got confused and he thought that it was that he was making the brachas of Arvi, so he said Mariv Arvim. It's the opposite, right? Shachar Patach Bayotzer Arv Siam Mariv Arvim Loyasa, Patach Bamariv Arvim, Siam Yotzer or Yasa. Arvi Patach Bamariv Arvim, Visiam Yotzer or Loyasa, Patach Bayotzer Arv Siam Mariv Arvim, Yasa. Right? So So, right, at the end of the day, the general rule is everything goes according to the final bracha. Okay. So that's the general rule that we say. Wait a second. Now we're gonna have a problem. That shani hatam, right? This is different. The kamar baruch yotzera me'orot, right? Because what happens? Even though he might start off with the bracha of mariv arvim, right? When he starts baruch atah Hashem elokin me'achalam with the intention that he's saying mariv arvim, at the end of the bracha, right? That's a bracha where you end off with another Baruch Hashem, right? Baruch. What do you say? Baruch Hashem Yotzer Ma'arot, right? So because we end off because there's this kind of split between the original Baruch Hashem Al Kinim Al Chalam, there's kind of a new bracha that we're making of Baruch Yotzer Ma'arot. So therefore, that's why you would be allowed to finish it off that way. But we don't have the case with the wine and the beer. It's not the same thing because you don't have that additional kind of reset bracha. So therefore, when you start off with the wrong intention, you don't have that fallback, that safety that's going to save you that additional bracha of baruch you don't say like baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. You just say shekol nivara. So therefore, I guess in this case it would be hagafen, right? You don't say baruch atah Hashem alkinu machalam bore pir gafen, baruch atah Hashem bore pir gafen. You just have baruch atah Hashem alkinu machalam bore pir gafen. So therefore, that wouldn't save you. Okay. Hanicha l'rav de amar kol baruch Hashem ba. Haskarat Hashem in a bracha shapi, right? So this makes sense according to Rav, right? Because he says that only a bracha where you don't mention Hashem's name is not a good bracha, right? So in this case where we have Hashem's name, therefore it's a good bracha. However, Rabbi Yochanan de Amar Kol Bracha Shein Ba Malchut Ein a Bracha, right? But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says that when you make a bracha, it has to have Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and because in this additional bracha of Baruch Yotzer Me'arot, we don't have Elokeinu Melech Haolam. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it wouldn't be an additional bracha or a separate bracha. So therefore, you can't make this argument either. And yet we know that he's still Yosef if he messes up. So now, what's the real reason that we allow it? Ella kevan de amar Rabba bar Ula, right? We saw yesterday, kidei lahaskir mita yom b'layla v'mita layla b'yom. We want to mention the attributes of the day at night and the attributes of night at day. Ki kamar bracha malchut mikara atarvayu kamar. Right. So therefore, even though the malchut was on the original when we opened up with the bracha baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, even though we don't have the malchut now because we're still attributing this entire bracha is attributing the brachot of either brachot of day at night or the brachot of night at day. So therefore, it's still fine. However, we don't have that. Obviously, you know, when you're making a bracha on drinks, you don't have that safety. So therefore, so how can we figure it out? So tashma misefa. Right. Okay. Fine. But then we just said before in the at the end of the bright that kol shel davar kol lech achar achatum. Right. We say at the end of this bright where we're talking about the brachas of Kriyat Shema. So at the end we say the general rule is that you go according to the ending. So as long as he saves himself at the end and doesn't make the bracha on wine and makes the bracha on beer. Right, he says to Shakal at the end, he'd be fine. Right, that's the case we're talking about. Which is what we're, exactly. Okay, fine. Kolashol Devar leTuyamai. Wait a second. What exactly are we talking about? When we say Kolashol Devar. Right. What does it mean Kolashol Devar? That this general rule is what leTuyamai. So what's it referring to? Lovely. Right? Is it not talking about exactly like we just said, maybe it's talking about exactly this case where he messes up with the wine with where he says the bracha on where he thinks that it's beer instead of where he thinks that it's wine instead of beer. Isn't that the case that we're talking about? Lo le tuye nehama v'tmire, right? We're talking about this other case of when we say the general rule. We're talking about this case of bread and dates. What's the case? So hechidami ilay ma de achal nehama, right? If he says if he eats bread, the kasavar de tmire, achal upatach adata de tmire, right? So if he eats bread and he thinks that they're dates, so he starts off with the bracha of dates, v'siem be dinahama, right, and he finishes off with, he realizes in the middle that actually he's eating bread. I don't know how one could really confuse bread and dates, but somehow he confused the bread and dates, right, and he realized in the middle that he was eating bread. Hainu bayin, right? So therefore, he would be okay, right? Lo tzricha kagon de'achal tamari v'kasavar nahama. No, really, really, we need it, right? Because the achal tmire v'kasavar nahama, right? If he was eating dates and thought that they were bread, achal patach be dinahama, he started saying the bracha on bread, v'siyim be tmire, and then realized that they're dates. Yatsa, he would still be yotze dafilu siyim be dinahama. Even if he ate bread, nami yatsa, even if he made the bracha on, he said the first bracha of Birkat HaMazon, that's a general Azana Tikol, we're thanking Hashem for providing us nourishment for everything, right? So therefore, that bracha would still be fine for the dates. So now, what's the context of the general rule of going after the Kol Lech Achar HaChatum? Okay, fine. The Afilu Siyam B'Dinahama Nami Yatsa, right? Even if he finished off with dates, with a bracha of dates, he would still be yotze. My time. What's the reason? The tamari nami mizen zine. Right. What's the reason? It's because dates are also just as nourishing as bread. So if he had made the bracha, if he had finished off with even if he was eating bread and he had finished off with the bracha of dates, he it would still be yotze because dates are as nourishing as bread. I don't understand why. Why the klal shel davar helps us with that? Meaning, we're not saying that a kol right. What do we say? That we said the klal shel davar a kol lech achar chatum, right? We say that this is the case that it's talking about, but yet we're explaining it that either way you'd be fine because on one hand you make the bracha you make the bracha on dates. On bread, right, and bread covers everything. Or you make the bracha on dates, and dates is just as dates is nourishing like bread. So therefore, you'd be yosef. But I don't understand how that is a good explanation of why this is the case of a kol halech achar chatum. I don't know if anybody understands it better, but I looked. I couldn't see anybody that answered the question. I still don't understand fully why. But okay, we'll go weiter. Maybe we'll have an Iyun Shir on that. Maybe you guys should come out to the Iyun Shir. I'm doing an advertisement now for you. The Iyun Shir Sunday mornings. Daniel Beerstone. It's awesome. Ask Shlomo Rosman. What?
For those of you listening to it in 2 weeks.
For those listening in 2 weeks, you should come in a month from now. Okay.
We hope to.
Yeah. Okay. Just finishing off the Amu from the 2 dots. Amar Rabba Bar Chinana, Sava Mashma De Rav Kol Shalo, Amar Emevi Yitziv Shachri VeEmuna Arvi. Right, if somebody say somebody gets confused, say somebody doesn't say Emevi Yitziv and Shachri or VeEmuna and Arvi. Lo Yotzei Deichavato. He's not Yotzei his Chiv Shenamar LaHagid BeBoker Chastecha VeMenatcha BeLeilat. All right, in the morning you have to mention Hashem's praises, and at night you have to mention. Your faith, or the faith that he, right, v'emunat chabalilat. So therefore, you have to say emet v'emunat night and emet v'yetziv in the day. Amar Rabba Bar Chinana, some mashma derav hamipala kishahu kore. Right, when somebody's davening, when they get to a place where they have to bow, Kore b'baruch, they bow down at Baruch, b'kishu zokef, zokef b'shem. And when they straighten up, they straighten up at Hashem's name. Amar Shmuel, my time at the Rav. What's the reason that of Rav that he says that you have to come up at Hashem's name? Tichtiv Hashem zokef kufufim, right? That says Hashem zokef kufufim. So therefore, at this time when we mention Hashem's name, so therefore we also attribute the fact that he's zokef kufufim. Metive mipnei shemi nachat mipnei shehi nachati, right? So mipnei shemi nachati, right? We have this quote from Malachi. It says mipnei shemi, in front of my name nachati, you should be humble. You should be have this lower stance. So we just said that when you say Hashem's name, you raise yourself up. But yet we see from this, based on this pasuk, we would assume that you would be lowered down when you say mipnei shemi, right, at Hashem's name. Okay, wait a second. Miktiv bishmi, right? Who says that it's talking about at my name, i.e. at the word Hashem? Mipnei shemi dikhtiv, right? It says before my name. Amar le Shmuel l'chia bar Rav bar Uri. Okay, right? So therefore, based on that, we know that you should be up at Hashem's name, right? When you mention Hashem's name, and not down when you say Hashem's name, you should be up, but it should be as soon as you say Hashem's name, as you're finishing, therefore you should be standing straight up. Amar le Shmuel l'chia bar Rav bar Urin. You're a Ben Torah. Ta ve'ema lach milta me alita. Right, come in here. These great words. The Amar Avucha that your father said. Hachi Amar Avucha. This is what your father said. Kishu kore bebaruch. When he bows down at Baruch. Kishu zokef b'shem. When he straightens up, he straightens up b'shem. I don't know why he used such elaborate language there when he was referring why he called them bar Urin, and why he said these great words that your father said. I don't know what the significance of that. It seems like a pretty simple halacha, so I don't know what's the greatness of that, but somehow
just the fact that you said he heard it from Rob.
Yeah. Maybe, I guess, like, so yeah, it's just a respect, yeah,
part of the way that the Gemara is written.
I know, I don't know, I thought there might be something there. I couldn't find anything on that. If anybody knows anything, let me know. Just to finish off on the next Amud, Rav Shesha ki kara kechizra, right? Rav Shesha, when he would bow down as straight as a rod. Let's see, Rashi kechizra. Shev b'yad adam v'chovto kilfei matal v'batacha, right? It was like a staff in somebody's hand. And he would go down like straight like a rod. Kika zakif ke, I can't read this, too small. Kika zakif ke chivye, right? When he would bow down, when he would come up like a snake. Okay, so Rashi says zakif ke chivye benacha rosho tchila. The acharkach gufo, right? He'd come up with his head first, and then the rest of his body. He would kind of slither up. Shelo tire kriyato alav ke masori, right? That his bowing shouldn't look like it was like a burden on him, so he shouldn't want to come right back up. So he would come back, he'd bow quickly and then get up slowly to show that it wasn't like a burden for him to be bowed down to Hashem. So therefore, he'd come up slowly like a snake, and that was the proper way for that he would bow. We will stop at the top of Yod Bet, Amud Bet, at the top of the two dots there.